أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلما جاءتهم آياتنا مبصرة قالوا هذا سحر مبين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us how Allah azza wa jal bestowed upon Musa alayhi salam prophethood. And after favoring him and bestowing him with prophethood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then blessed him with two miracles. The one miracle was the staff transformation into a snake. And the second miracle was the shining white bright hand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to display and to exhibit to all those who could see him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Musa alayhi salam that these are two out of nine miracles that he will be given to perform before Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun. Allah azza wa jal says, فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَاتُنَا. Speaking now about Fir'aun and his people, his community. In ayah number 14 of Surah Al-Shu'ara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when our miracles came to them, when our ayat, our signs eventually did come to them, مُبْصِرَةً, as eye-opening. That's the whole purpose and that's the whole idea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to experience the certain things in our life as eye-openers. They are there to open our eyes. Sometimes we fall off to sleep and we become oblivious and we are guilty of negligence and we are guilty of heedlessness and negligence. Allah will bring about something in your life. The whole idea, مُبْصِرَةً, to open up your eyes. It's an eye-opener. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that our miracles came to them as eye-openers. قَالُوا. But how did they respond? They said, هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. This is a clear magic. This is magic. What Musa alayhi salam is performing is nothing but magic. وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا. Allah says they denied these signs. They rejected these signs out of injustice. It was sheer injustice on their part and it was no more than arrogance. Allah says, وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ. Even though their hearts were convinced and their hearts believed that it was the truth. They knew within them, they knew that this is the truth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they had rejected it out of sheer arrogance and it was injustice on their part. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now look and see what was the fate of the mischief makers. They were the mischief makers and they were given opportunity upon opportunity. So many signs Fir'aun was given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have destroyed him from the very beginning. But Allah azza wa jal sent signs upon signs, miracles upon miracles that Fir'aun had seen with his very eyes. Yet he refused them, he rejected them, he denied them out of his arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, see what was his fate and what was the fate of his people. Moving on to Dawood alayhi salam and the story of his son Sulaiman. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا. Allah azza wa jal starts off by mentioning certain bounties and blessings that he had bestowed upon both Dawood and Sulaiman. They were two great prophets. And what was unique about the two of them is they enjoyed prophethood and kingdom. So Allah made them prophets and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them kings as well. No king enjoyed the power, the authority, the command that Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi wasalam had enjoyed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when speaking about the benefits and the privileges and the bounties that they enjoyed in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of with the bounty of knowledge. Teach us and to impress upon us the importance of the bounty of ilm, knowledge and prophethood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ. Certainly we had given to Dawood and the son of Dawood was Sulaiman. What have we given them? Ilman, knowledge. Ilman here covers all types of knowledge. Knowledge in terms of prophethood, knowledge in terms of religious knowledge, and knowledge in terms of worldly knowledge. Because Allah blessed them with certain skills and arts. Dawood alayhi salam, for example, Allah blessed him with the skill of producing and manufacturing armor. He was the first person who was blessed with this art and the skill of manufacturing armor. And Allah speaks of it, that it was a bounty that Allah had blessed upon him and a certain skill and art that Allah had taught him. So Allah commences off by speaking of the bounty of knowledge. Before any other bounty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of knowledge. وَقَالَا. Allah gave him so much. And how did they react? قَالَ They both said, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. They praised and thanked Allah. They attributed whatever knowledge they had, whatever art they had acquired, whatever skill they had learned, whatever they had possessed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they attributed to Allah. That's one thing we must learn. Progress in whatever Allah has blessed us with, whether it is of a spiritual nature, whether it is of an academic nature, whether it is of a worldly nature, whatever it is in the form of a bounty that Allah has blessed you with, you want to excel in it, the first thing you must do is always attribute it to Allah. Whenever you realize how good you are at what you do, and whenever you realize how much you can achieve through the knowledge that Allah has blessed you with, and how much you can achieve through the signs Allah has taught you, immediately at that point say, Alhamdulillah. Attribute it to Allah. You will only achieve more, and you'll only acquire more, and you'll only progress more in that field and that art and that skill that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with constantly. This is a phrase that must be on our tongues all the time. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Attributing everything that you enjoy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ Both of them said, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. All hamd belongs to Allah, الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا The one who has preferred us and who has bestowed upon us كَثِيرٍ فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Who has preferred us and who has blessed us with much, much more than he has blessed any of his believing slaves. Like you said, they enjoyed privileges that no other human being had ever enjoyed and that no other human being was given in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.